This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Radical left-wing forces have put out a call to action for leftists to dress up like patriots and dress up like police officers and start causing havoc on November 4th, beginning November 4th, but going much longer than that. And this is an announcement that's been put out in the public space, and it's very detailed. It's widely available. It talks about how their goal is to cause mass chaos, but blame it on patriots. And this will give the media the narrative that they need to continue to falsely claim that right-wing conservatives are the cause of the violence. You know, that has been their false narrative all along. Anytime they, the left, carry out violence and arson and riots, they claim it's right-wing people doing it. And they claim it's Proud Boys. The Proud Boys aren't violent at all. They've never instigated violence. They've defended themselves a few times against violence, but they never initiated. But you see, the left lives in this fake fantasy land. And so they have to continue to fake everything to feed their fantasies. So they have to fake the violence. They have to dress up like patriots and commit violence in order to feed that media narrative that perpetuates the illusions, you know, the fantasy land of leftists. In truth, conservatives are very polite, very tolerant people. Conservatives welcome anyone of any color, any religion, who espouses the ideals of America and wants to, you know, support the Constitution, support the Bill of Rights, and so on. It's the left that are racists. They are the bigots. They hate people based on the color of their skin. They hate people based on their beliefs. They hate people who believe in God. So it's the left that's wildly intolerant. And yet, of course, they blame conservatives for everything they're doing. This is going to spill out into the streets right after the election. Now, as far as I can tell, I've been watching very, very closely the polls. I've been watching the media coverage, which of course is biased in favor of Biden. But I've also been watching the public events. And still to this day, Biden and Harris can't get anybody to show up in person at any event. I mean, it's almost mysterious. It's not just one event or two, it's every event. And then recently, Barack Obama spoke at a public event. Hardly anyone was there. I mean, contrast this with 2008. Do you remember when Obama was running for president the first time? Obama was getting levels of enthusiasm and crowds that are really only comparable to Trump's crowds today. In 2008, Obama was a rock star. There would be tens of thousands of people that would show up to hear Obama talk about how he was going to give away all this free stuff. You're going to get free rent. Remember that black girl in that famous viral video from 2008? How happy she was? He said, "We're going to get free rent." She has since come out in opposition to what she said at that time, by the way, because she came to realize that it was all a lie. But there was huge enthusiasm at the time for Barack Obama. So you would think that if Joe Biden is leading in the polls today, that there would be massive crowds for Joe Biden everywhere you go. You should be seeing massive crowds. And you don't. You don't see anyone. At one event in Phoenix, it was with Biden and Kamala together. There was literally zero people there. No one showed up except their own press corps. And in recent events as well, all over the country, very few people are showing up. Very few. Something is really off about the polling. I think that the Democrats know that Trump is going to win in a landslide. And that's why they're rigging votes and altering ballots and trashing Trump ballots and anything they can do to try to get this into a neck and neck race. But it isn't. It's a race where Trump is going to win by a landslide unless the leftists can carry out massive coordinated fraud, which they're trying to do. But it's a It's a big task. I don't think they can pull it all off. So what's their plan then is to cause chaos. And that is where all of this comes in that I'm talking about in this podcast is they're going to put on, you know, uniforms, costumes. They're going to act like police. They're going to act like patriots. They're going to act like MAGA supporters. And they're going to go out and they're going to commit acts of terrorism for the cameras. And this is going to happen at the same time that the media is going to gaslight America and lie and falsely claim that Biden won. See, this is what this is all shaping up to be. They will say Biden won the election, and then the CNN cameras will say, see, and Trump supporters are going insane, committing violence across America, when it's actually leftists dressed up as Trump supporters, dressed up as militia members. Look, there's going to be basically an internet kill switch where all the tech giants and maybe some of the service providers too are going to just ban anyone from saying that Trump won. They're just going to ban it. They've already announced their intention to do that. You won't be able to say that Trump won. You'll be banned. They will all just announce that Biden won. Truth be damned. They don't have any special obedience to the truth anyway. They lie about everything. They've been lying about this Borat setup with Rudy Giuliani. They know it's all fake. It's all staged. It's all just a gotcha comedy skit from Borat. They're trying to act like that's some big deal. Meanwhile, they're just burying the real evidence against Hunter Biden. The real evidence of collusion with Chinese communist companies and kickbacks and bribes and interest-free loans, the payoffs from Burisma, the money laundering, the fraud. They bury all that, even though it's real evidence. So why wouldn't they just bury the results of the elections? Why wouldn't they just report falsely that Biden won? All they have to do is agree to falsely report the results of about five states, swing states, you know, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and so on. Minnesota, maybe Nevada. All they got to do is just agree in advance, run a nationwide media conspiracy. I mean, they're all run by the CIA anyway. The CIA is probably just telling them right now, on election night, you're all going to report that those states went to Biden. And they might be able to pull it off. People believe what they see on TV news, even when they know cognitively that the news is fake, they still tend to believe it for some reason. Like, why do people still use Google? Why do people still use Facebook when it's all censored? Why do people watch CNN when they know it's fake news? Oh, because it's there, basically. So get ready. There's a lot that's coming here. They're going to try to gaslight the whole nation. And they're going to try to paint conservatives as terrorists when it's actually the radical left that's carrying out these acts of terrorism. They're highly trained. They're funded. They're coordinated. And they're motivated. They can't wait to take down this nation and to smear patriots and Trump supporters and militias and gun owners. This is what they're going to do. So get ready for that. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, patriot for America, voting for Trump. Join me, and maybe we'll have a chance to save this nation from those who seek to destroy it. Thank you for listening.